Things first, we are joined by the head basketball coach at North Carolina State. He is a two-time conference coach of the year. He is the third coach in ACC history to lead a program to the NCAA tournament. In each of his first three seasons, the Wolfpack beat number 9 Louisville on Saturday. Virginia Tech is at NC State Saturday. Mark Gottfried is my guest. Mark, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good, Mark. So you're coming off that 9-point win on the road at Louisville on Saturday. Knowing what your team has been through this year, how big do you consider that win?
Well, I think it was huge for us, and for a lot of reasons. It obviously keeps us alive, and you know, we're trying to make make the tournament. But I think also what it did, it gives us great confidence. I think when you go on the road and beat a team like Louisville, I think it gives your team a great belief, which we've kind of had, and then we've kind of not had it. So we've been a little bit up and down in that regard, but hopefully gives us confidence going forward.
You know, in that sense, was that win, and you come into that game off a 4-point loss at Wake Forest and a 4-point loss to number 2 Virginia. So you definitely had that. And you come off that, and you beat a team like Louisville on the road. Was it about talent and skill, or was it about something else?
I think there, you know, obviously there's always some of that, but more than anything, it was about a belief. You know, we got a young team. We got a lot of young guys, and sometimes they have that look in their eye that they could beat anybody, and sometimes they're just a little bit unsure. And we came out, I thought, against Louisville and had the look of the, you know, that we're going to win. And that's something we've got to build on and hopefully maintain the rest of the way.
NC State head basketball coach Mark Gottfried joining us. Cat Barber had a big game for you. He had 21. He held up well against Louisville's pressure. What do you make of the game that you got from him?
He was phenomenal, and he's had 4 or 5 games here where he's taken his game to a whole nother level. And, you know, they pressed us the whole game, and I thought as a point guard, I always tell point guards that's a direct challenge to you as a point guard if somebody's going to open the floor and press you. And I thought he handled it terrifically and made great decisions, scored the ball, and didn't turn it over. So he's taken a major step forward as far as his development here as a sophomore.
Now, he said after the game, quote, "The coaches keep telling me, be Cat, and do what Cat does best." So what's it mean to be Cat, and what does he do best?
I call him the Cat Daddy, but he's got great speed and quickness. He's as fast as anybody in the country, and I think he's such a coachable young guy that there are times where he's trying to run the team and he's trying to, you know, be that quarterback, and when it happens sometimes, I think he doesn't utilize the speed and quickness that he has. So my thing with him is turn it loose. Let's turn it loose. If you make some mistakes, that's okay, but let's turn it loose and see what can happen. And I think he's been doing that, and he's playing. It's helped his confidence in such a great way.
NC State head basketball coach Mark Gottfried joining us. You know, Mark, as a team, you limited Montrezl Harrell to a quiet night. It had been a team effort, but late in the game, B.J. Anya told you that he wanted to guard him. As a head coach, what is your reaction when you've got a player who says he wants to match up with one of the best players in the country in the clutch?
I liked it, and I told him, all right, big boy, here's your chance. And, you know, we had 2 other guys, our freshmen, Malik Abdu-Abu guarded him, and then Leonard Freeman. But late in the game, those guys had some foul trouble, and B.J. said, I want him. And we needed that from him. And BJ's a big guy, and I thought did a great job on it.
You know, it's interesting because back in January, you beat number 2 Duke, and then you drop 4 of the next 5. Trevor Lacy has pointed out that while that win over Louisville is huge, the players can't get too excited because they did after Duke, and it didn't go so well. Do you see it that way, and how do you think this young team has handled success so far this year after a big win?
Well, it's been up and down, Jim. Even after the Duke game, you know, the fans stormed the floor and we're out there celebrating. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys, like I mentioned, 7 of our top 9 are freshmen, sophomores. And they're, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. And I think now we go on the road, beat Louisville, it was a different locker room. You know, it was almost like business as usual. They were excited. But at the same time, it was like, that's what we're supposed to do. And so hopefully we learned from the first time, and we're going to handle a little bit better the second time.
All right, so the win was your second over a top 10 team this year. Certainly boosted your resume in terms of the NCAA tournament. There's still plenty of basketball left to be played, Mark, but do you feel like right now you're a tournament team, you've done enough, you should be in?
I think we're good enough, but that's not always the answer, Jim. I mean, you got to play your way in. I tell our team that all the time. You earn the right to go, and we have to earn it. We've been able to do that in the last couple of years here, and this group has to figure out how to earn their way in. And so we've got some nice things that we've done this year, but we got to keep winning, and we got to play at our best.
You know, Mark, when you arrived in 2011, the program was not in the best of shape, but in your first 3 years, you've taken the team to the NCAA tournament every year. is the rebuilding process, I mean, things are never exactly how they seem or what you think they're going to be, but is it pretty close to what you thought you were getting into when you got there, or maybe not?
Yeah, you know, one thing we've got, Jim, we got an unbelievable fan base. I mean, we get 19,000 at most every game. We've got a great tradition. They just, our program was just kind of beat up a little bit. They hadn't won a lot, and so we're recruiting well. My neighbors down the road, North Carolina and Duke, they kind of keep you on your toes, and we want to compete with those guys. But we feel like we've taken some big steps. We just got to keep getting better.
So how do you approach that? I mean, do you feel like we don't need to take a backseat to anybody? We don't need to ever take a step backwards. We got the two monsters up the road. What was your approach going into that?
Well, I've got great respect for both coaches in both programs. They've earned the right to be Hall of Fame coaches and to be where they are. And so, but at the same time, I didn't come here to play behind them and take a back seat and back down from anybody. We came here to compete, look them eyeball to eyeball, and say we're coming after you. Now, that's a hard challenge because they are very, very good. But whether we're recruiting or playing, they've set a standard that we're going to tackle them, and they know it, and that's okay. It's all part of the good part about competition.
Mark Godfrey joining us for another moment or so. Mark, the college game itself is taking a little bit of criticism for the pace of play being slow, being a little bit boring. Do you see it as a concern, or is it much ado about nothing?
Well, I'd like to see us have a 30-second shot clock and all those type things, and I do agree that it needs to be a little faster. But I also say this. I don't think it's at any point to push 9-1-1. I really don't. I think college basketball has got great fan attendance, great interest around the country. I think people watch and pay attention. I'm not sure that if you score 4, 5, 6 more points a game that really does much. So I like it like it is. I'm not opposed to a 30-second clock and speeding the game up, but I think college basketball is pretty fun right now. So I'm not one of those guys that push the panic button.
You know, final thought on that. You're not the first to say that in terms of going from 35 to 30 seconds. Rick Pitino has said it. Jim Larrañaga has said it. Would it be dramatically different if you had a 30-second shot clock? What would it look and feel like?
I don't think much different, Jim. We played with it in our exhibition games, and I don't know that anybody ever noticed it. And so I think if you made a jump all the way down to 24 or 25, you know, we may notice that. But I do think it's a step in the right direction. I don't think we need 35 seconds, but I think it would have to be a bigger jump for you to really feel it.
Wolfpack coming off a huge win over number 9 Louisville on Saturday. They've got some time off, and then they host Virginia Tech this Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. NC State head basketball coach Mark Godfrey, my guest. Mark, good to get caught up. Thanks so much. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good talking to you. It's that time of year. We got to talk some college basketball coming up on conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, and we'll go ahead and do it. What a huge win for them, especially coming off tough, tough losses. 4-point loss at Wake Forest, 4-point loss number 2 Virginia. They bounced back, not only beat Louisville on the road, but Louisville made that run late, and you can see where a young team like that must have thought, or could have thought, here we go again, but they didn't. They were able to grind out that win.